it might be time to bring the pruning shears out of storage. After the break, we'll tell you why February is a good time for pruning from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1488. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to get your free foreclosure list at 800-335-1488. That's 800-335-1488.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Olympic swimming champ Mark Spitz has a birthday, and the coldest temperature ever recorded in Ohio was on this day in 1899. It was 39 below in the town of Mulligan. If you get a mild spell in your neck of the woods, it might be a good time for pruning trees and shrubs. It's easier to see a plant's structure when the branches are bare, and wounds will have a full growing season to heal. Keep these things in mind. Only prune when the temperature is above 20 degrees. Focus primarily on removing dead and broken branches, and don't prune those lilac bushes. They've already set their buds for this spring's blossoms. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening and landscaping tips online at almanac.com.